whopping change. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Burger King, the global hamburger fast food giant, recently made a huge announcement. Customers will soon have the option to select either a beef patty or a plant-based patty when ordering the iconic Whopper sandwich. Burger King's plant-based patty will be made by Impossible Foods, a California startup founded in 2011 with the explicit goal of decreasing the world's reliance on animal agriculture. Impossible Foods' signature product, the Impossible Burger, has already debuted as a slider in White Castle's 380 or so stores. It's also being added to the menu at all 570 Red Robin locations. Other plant-based innovators, such as Beyond Meat, have also found some mainstream success, but the Impossible Whopper and the planned national rollout at Burger King's 7,200 locations is the biggest deal to date. Impossible Foods' major innovation comes from its use of heme, which is an iron-rich protein that in essence is what makes meat taste like meat. Impossible Foods cultivates heme directly from plants, soybean plant roots to be exact, and then mass produces it using yeast. This is then mixed with other plant-based ingredients to achieve the nutty texture of ground beef. Meat production is one of the biggest single contributors to climate change. The Impossible Burger represents a better choice for the environment. It requires 87% less water, 96% less land, and produces 89% fewer greenhouse gas emissions when compared with beef burgers. At Burger King, the Impossible Whopper will have the same amount of protein as the regular Whopper, but 15% less fat and 90% less cholesterol. Meatless continues to push into the mainstream. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.